Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Miller. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, John Miller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Powell scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Echeverrin and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Romano reaches second base with a double. Berry scores. Buford goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Berry. Blair reaches second base with a double. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Pizarro, and towards Causey, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Blair moves to third. One out. John Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blair scores. It's Orioles, 2, White Sox, 2. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Powell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Orioles. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Orioles. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowens is hit by the pitch. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bowens. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Bowens steals second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverrin is hit by the pitch. John Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Rosnovsky now catching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Bowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson strikes out. 2 outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Romano strikes out. 1 out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bowens hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bowens. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Peters pinch hits for Dennis Higgins. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Causey moves to second. It's 5-3, Orioles. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rosnovsky for the out. One out. John Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 0-for-2 in the game. Skourin takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Skourin moves to third. Gene Brabander now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brabander fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Powell moves to third. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bowens hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lomaby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Jack Lomaby. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burgess for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Blair bunts in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Buford takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Rosnovsky and he is safe. Buford steals second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Al Weiss pinch runs for John Romano. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Rosnovsky and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brabander fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney now catching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Powell. The throw from McNairtney and he is out, Causey applying the tag. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Tommy Agee pinch runs for Bill Scourin. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Agee moves to second. Frank Robinson now playing left field. Sam Bowens now playing right field. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. Adair bunts towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lee Elia pinch runs for J.C. Martin. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.